me there. When I let go of my control, I find what truly satisfies my soul. When I quiet my mind in the stillness, I find spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. Spirit hears and answers every single prayer. Spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. In the stillness, Spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. Spirit meets me there. In the stillness, Spirit meets me there.
I'm going to invite you to gently close your eyes and take that nice cleansing breath and relax. Relax and let go. Knowing that we meet the Spirit in the quiet, in the times of prayer and meditation. I would like to share with you from a book called The Parallel Sayings of Jesus and Buddha. And Buddha said, "It might be said that a man, on being asked the way, might be confused or perplexed, but I know Brahma and the world of Brahma and the way to the world of Brahma and the path of practice whereby the world of Brahma may be gained." And Jesus said, "I came from God, and now I am here. I did not come of my own, but he sent me. You do not know him, but I know him. I do know him, and I keep his word." So whether you say Father, God, Mother, Goddess, Brahman, or Field of Unlimited Potential, Universe, we turn within now to that place in us, that place where the all that is meets who we are, the all that is. We find that we are the whole universe within. That every aspect and possibility lies in potential within us. That at any time, any place, we can make a new choice. We can tell a new story. We can bring unconditional love to the circumstance, to the relationship, to our bodies to heal, to our life, to our work. We are the light of the world, and the light guides our path every step of the way to peace and love and joy.
So I'm going to invite you right now, if you have a challenge in your life, if you have a relationship that needs some love, some forgiveness, if you have a challenge with your physical body, if you have a challenge with peace of mind, right now I invite you to take whatever's bothering you and hold it in your mind for a moment. Look it square in the face, whatever it is. And understand that there are blessings in it for you. That somewhere, somehow, the entire universe is conspiring for you to love that circumstance, that person, that dis-ease, that whatever it is, that sense of lack, whatever it is, the universe is conspiring for you to love it to wholeness, to bring light to it, to have it bless you in wonderful and magnificent ways. For where you are is the whole power and passion and life and love of the universe. So I'm going to give you a couple moments in the silence now to just feel the love moving in you, through you, and out to whatever situation you need to send it to right now. So that lovely spirit, that beautiful sense of wholeness and well-being and life and love surrounds you, enfolds you, walks with you, and is within you. You are the perfect expression of your unique individual expression of God, life. Potential. Goddess. We are so grateful for this time together, and we pray this morning for this beautiful congregation. We see it thriving and growing and prospering in every way and being a blessing to the greater community of Lawrence and to the greater world. Each and every one of us has an important role to play in this beautiful gathering of like minds. And for your presence here and the fact that you bring the very spirit we talk about to this place, we are grateful.